This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 14th of June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are basking in warm temperatures, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. As evening approaches, temperatures will cool slightly, perfect for a stroll or outdoor relaxation. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel warns of potential strikes in Beirut following a Hezbollah drone incursion near the border. Also, Wala shares just in, Netanyahu's promises of victory have turned into a political setback, leaving Israel in a precarious position. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, red alert sirens rang out in Eilat due to a drone infiltration coinciding with an expected finalization of an Iran agreement. Separately, JNS reports that Finance Minister Smotrich urges Netanyahu to respond aggressively to Hezbollah attacks by targeting buildings in Dahiyeh. And finally, the Jerusalem Post discusses concerns that Trump's negotiation tactics with Iran may lead to an unfavorable deal for Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Daniel Seidemann, a prominent analyst, posted just minutes ago that Netanyahu's failures in Iran, Gaza, and Lebanon are now apparent even to his supporters. Ynet Global, in a post from earlier today, questions whether the emerging U.S.-Iran agreement will provide peace or simply empower Tehran, highlighting the concerns of critics. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, notes that the Qatari delegation in Tehran addresses Iranian concerns, including the release of frozen funds, ahead of the U.S. deal's finalization. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the situation at the Lebanon border. Ynet reports that Hezbollah drones exploded within Israeli territory, prompting a firm warning from Israel. The country threatens strikes on Dahiyeh in Beirut if further provocations occur. This escalation raises fears of wider conflict affecting regional stability. Turning to the political scene. Wala's analysis suggests Netanyahu's focus on military victories has left Israel politically vulnerable. His reliance on international allies, such as Trump, may weaken Israel's leverage in future diplomatic negotiations. This situation could impact domestic confidence in his leadership. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights that the sirens in Eilat are part of a larger pattern of drone infiltrations. The IDF attributes recent alerts to an attack on forces in southern Lebanon. These incidents coincide with expectations of a U.S.-Iran memorandum of understanding. Any agreement could shift power dynamics in the region. In a related development, JNS covers Finance Minister Smotrich's call for decisive action against Hezbollah. His demand for strikes on Dahiyeh follows recent hostilities. Smotrich emphasizes the need for security assurances for northern communities. His stance reflects growing pressure on the government to act decisively. And finally, the Jerusalem Post examines concerns over Trump's approach to Iran. Negotiations involve both dialogue and military actions. Critics fear this strategy might result in a deal that leaves Iran's nuclear capabilities unchecked. The outcome could influence Israel's security environment significantly. Turning to business and markets. First, Wala Business discusses the upcoming 2026 Energy Summit. Key figures will debate Israel's preparedness for future energy challenges. The summit aims to address long-term sustainability amidst geopolitical tensions. Separately, CTEC reports on Earth and Beyond Ventures' leadership expansion. Tal Achituv joins as CTO to enhance the fund's technical strategies. His expertise is expected to support innovative ventures in Israel's tech ecosystem. And finally, Ynet Business highlights market volatility amid Israel-Iran tensions. The conflict has caused the shekel to weaken against the dollar while oil prices rise. This market response underscores the economic impact of regional instability. That's all for now. from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.